Well, no Christmas spirit evident so far, but perhaps there might be some in the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Tim Pigney from Helston makes reference to George Orwell's Animal Farm. There's no need to worry about the wandering pigs of Aylsham. It's only when they get up on their hind legs and start smoking cigars that we should get concerned.
Eleanor Lamming from Thorpe St Andrew praises UK scientists. I recently attended a talk organised by the Royal Geographical Society at Norwich School. The excellent presentation was given by Professor Dame Jane Francis, Director of the British Antarctic Survey, who spoke about her work in polar research. She explained very clearly how changes in the Antarctic ice sheet, which is melting from underneath, will have an impact on our world, our lives, and global and local ecosystems. Research is ongoing to not only examine what is happening now, but what has happened in the past, using evidence such as ice core samples, which enclose air trapped as bubbles from different time periods. This gives us data on the concentrations of gases such as carbon dioxide and how they have changed historically. It was not only fascinating, but sobering, as the evidence clearly points to a rapidly warming world, which will have implications for our climate and probably for the global economy, as Antarctica is rich in minerals and an important fishing region. It was also inspiring to hear that UK scientists are at the forefront of some key research in this area.
Peter Day from Taverham thinks we should ban NHS doctors from striking. Firefighters and police cannot strike. Why can doctors? Becoming a doctor, whether a GP or hospital consultant, was perceived as an honour to provide critical care to individuals and a rewarding career financially as you gained experience. Not so now. Young doctors seemingly don't care about their patients and all want earnings disproportionate to their experience levels having just qualified. The BMA are at fault, and legislation should be introduced to ban all NHS doctors from strike action. The quid pro quo is that they are represented on a pay board, which must ensure their remuneration properly reflects their working conditions and experience levels.
Excuse me. Retired Royal Navy officer Lieutenant Commander Lester May says, "Prepare for war." The head of NATO has warned that the UK and allies must prepare for war. And with a criminal at the helm of the largest country in the world, Putin's threats cannot be ignored. Si vis pacem parabellum, we must. Putin preys on the weak, and NATO, particularly Europe, is nowhere near ready to deter Russia. The UK must bring up to standard those ships, aircraft and land forces equipment we have today. Action must be taken to improve recruitment and, particularly, the retention of service personnel. Smart use of cyber and development of drones is a priority. Much more investment in new equipment is urgently required. The Ministry of Defence must be organised more efficiently, both financially and operationally. Defence is now far too expensive for any European nation to do everything. Maritime Britain must be the UK priority. Trade, British interests, worldwide, protection of home waters and the Eastern Atlantic. While other European nations are better suited to provide most of NATO's land and air forces. Unsentimental reorganisation of defence is essential. It is fortunate that the present heads of the Army, Royal Navy and Royal Marines have led UK Special Forces, noting the present Chief of Defence Staff and his Vice Chief are arguably Whitehall warriors.
Doug Fulcher from Thorpe St Andrews reminisces about ice slides and pastimes of long ago. Reader Tom Conlin, in the letters of December the 1st, relates how his teacher would prepare the school playground with water prior to a freezing night, in order that the children would be able to enjoy a nice long slide in the morning, before probably falling over. My recollection of frozen school playgrounds was to see how far we could cycle broadsides on the frozen surface, the falling off bit being maybe or maybe not. This exercise would take place after school hours and without any teachers being present. A more daring and dangerous pastime would follow a visit to the local bicycle shop, where the carbide for lamps could still be purchased. It was a long time ago. Next, we would be a visit to a local pit with a collection of bottles and cans. Some of the carbide would be put into said can or bottle, an amount of water added, the top rammed shut, and the projectile thrown in the general direction of the enemy to await the resultant explosion. Great fun. Well, at least we got some snow in those letters.